Our topics for what we're going to do today is I'm going to give you a very brief overview of the sources of law that we're all guided by in the area of tax practice, and then we're going to move to some hypothetical fact patterns and kind of throw them around a little bit, talk about some of the ethical issues and how to approach those problems. In terms of sources of law, there are a lot of us, different professions in the room, but certainly who practice in the area of tax. There obviously are lawyers, there are accountants, enrolled agents, actuaries, and return preparers. And these categories may look familiar to you if you have ever sat down and parsed through Circular 230, because with the first three categories, lawyers, accountants, enrolled agents, enrolled actuaries, and so on, are all Circular 230 practitioners. You all may recall the exercise a few years ago where Circular 230 was amended to cover registered tax return preparers, and there's been some litigation, which will come up probably more tangentially than directly today, dealing with the service's scope of authority and whether or not they could regulate that group. And sort of the bottom line was that the preparation of tax returns isn't directly regulated by Circular 230. For lawyers, when you're analyzing an ethical issue, the places that one would look if you're looking for guidance or sources are the rules of law that apply to your particular profession.